Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop discussed his veto of a housing study approved by the Common Council in a recent community comment. The council had unanimously signed off on the agreement with Vanderwally & Associates for an affordable housing strategy. In his veto message last month, Bishop says he believed the decision needed community review and input. On WBEV's community comment, the mayor noted the financial cost of the study.
It's $15,000, which I know in a city budget our size isn't a lot of money, but to me it's a lot of money. And it's like, what is this study going to tell us that we already don't know? We know we have a housing shortage, and we know housing's getting more expensive, and we know the price of housing is deterring people in their starting out in a job from being able to afford a house.
Bishop says the city already knows the type of housing they need.
Like townhouses, condos for people who are older to buy. Whenever we've had them in Waupun, they sell like crazy. We've got a couple of locations where we're working on bringing more of that to Waupun. That allows senior citizens to buy one of those places that opens up a house for a family.
The council ultimately voted to sustain the veto, citing that a housing study was done in 2020 and not much had come from it. Bishop says he or the council are not opposed to spending money on a study, but they want to make sure they're not wasting taxpayer dollars. Madison police have arrested 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow, the father of the Abundant Life Christian School shooter. MPD Interim Chief John Patterson says the gun 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow used to kill a teacher and student and herself last December was purchased legally.
Were purchased by the shooter's father, Jeffrey Rupnow. Multiple other weapons were recovered during a search of the home. All of these weapons were purchased legally. There was a gun safe in the home. Based on our investigation, it did not stop the teenager from having regular access to the firearms.
Rupnow faces multiple charges, including two of providing a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, resulting in death. He is in the Dane County Jail. A student wounded in the shooting remains in critical condition. The first day of real ID requirements for domestic flights came and went with no major disruptions in Wisconsin. TSA spokeswoman Jessica Maley says those who have not flown in a while and have not upgraded their driver's license to a real ID have other options, like a passport, to get on an airplane.
If you don't have a passport, go to our list at tsa.gov. We have a few other forms of acceptable ID. But if you go through that and you realize they don't have anything that's going to work, you still may be able to fly. We just say give yourself some extra time because we are giving those passengers extra screening at the checkpoint.
If you need to get your ID or driver's license upgraded, you will have to go to the DMV and bring some paperwork. Find out more online at wisconsindot.gov. Officials with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department recently outlined the process to rent a park shelter. Park shelters may be reserved up to 1 year in advance, and reservations are made on a first-come, first-served basis. Recreation Administrator Jana Stevens says those interested should reach out to their office.
They need to come into our office and fill out the reservation form and pay at the time of the reservation. They can also email us or contact us via email, and we can send them the form. We understand a lot of people work during our business hours, so we can kind of expedite the process that way.
The Beaver Dam Recreation Department is located at the Watermark on 209 South Center Street. Their office hours are from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. More information about park shelter rentals is at dailydodge.com. The Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha and Jefferson Counties recently completed its first lead-safe home project in Watertown. Kevin Haugen has the details.
This new effort aims to protect families from the hidden dangers of lead exposure. The initiative was made possible in part to critical seed funding from Dean Health, Planned by Medica, Chorus Community Health Plans, and United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. A homeowner in Watertown applied for help after her house tested positive for lead. The woman's grandchildren were also diagnosed with elevated blood lead levels. Through a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the seed funding from Community Health Partners, Habitat removed the lead hazards in the woman's home. CEO of Habitat, Melissa Sonko, says lead exposure is a serious threat. She adds that thanks to the generosity of their funding partners, they're able to launch this program and respond quickly to families who need them. More projects are already planned for Watertown, Waukesha, and Fort Atkinson. The Lead Save Homes program is part of Habitat's broader mission to repair 30 homes a year and ensure families have access to a safe, healthy, and affordable home. More details are at dailydodge.com. I'm Kevin Haugen reporting for 95.3 WBEV.
Wisconsin is a four-season tourism destination. With more, here's Raymond Newpert.
That's the message from Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers during National Travel and Tourism Week.
We want to keep growing in every season, including those shoulder seasons, and not just on the weekends. We are also looking at what we can do to help make sure that our hotels and restaurants stay busy during the middle of the week also.
Sanger says her department is partnering with the Department of Natural Resources and the State Ag Department to help show off not only Wisconsin's outdoor attractions, but the growing culinary fields that the state is famous for. You can find a travel plan online at travelwisconsin.com. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And finally, the city of Watertown is set to celebrate a major milestone. The city's Main Street program and tourism department, along with the Chamber of Commerce, are joining forces to host the Bridge Bash downtown celebration later this month. The event aims to highlight the newly reconstructed Main Street Bridge. Festivities will begin at 10 a.m. on May 17th and stretch throughout the day, offering a variety of family-friendly activities downtown. Among the scheduled highlights are performances by the Watertown High School Band and the Watertown Blue Review at the Benson Family Town Square, as well as live music performances on multiple downtown blocks. I'm Justin Wilsky reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.